from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, a flash flood warning and a severe thunderstorm warning remain in effect for large parts of central and south Jersey this afternoon. Stay off the roads. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara will have the latest soon. NJ Transit rail engineers are on strike, leaving 350,000 commuters to find alternate ways to get to work. General Chairman of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen, Tom Haas, says NJ Transit could have avoided the strike, saying the union spent the entire day on Thursday
offering numerous concessions and ways for New Jersey Transit to reach an agreement with us that would provide for a fair wage in a fiscally responsible way.
NJ Transit President and CEO Chris Calori says the sticking point for NJ Transit is what's known as a Me Too clause, meaning what one union gets, another union will get also. With Calori saying giving all of the unions the same deal would bankrupt the agency. Haas disputes Calori's claim, saying the union offered numerous ways to get around it. Both sides are expected to meet again on Sunday. The legal standoff between Newark Mayor Roz Baraka and the feds continues to heat up after the mayor was arrested outside Delaney Hall last week. Baraka was applauded by supporters Thursday following a federal court hearing on a trespassing charge.
We cannot arrest people simply because they disagree with us. We cannot target people because their political views are separate from ours.
He says a security guard led him into the facility and that he calmly left when asked to exit. While acting U.S. Attorney for New Jersey, Alina Haba says he ignored Homeland Security, stormed the building, and broke the law. Prosecutors are pushing for a trial this summer. Three people from Monmouth County have been identified as the victims killed in a fiery crash in New York State on Wednesday afternoon. Police said the three men were in a van that crossed the median into the northbound lanes of the Taconic State Parkway. The van was struck by a Honda sedan driven by 45-year-old Robert Violante, who was also killed. Violante was a teacher and head football coach at Bergenfield High School. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will we get sunshine by Sunday? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather as the rain and isolated thunderstorms move out early this afternoon. We'll have some breaks of sunshine, maybe a stray thunderstorm later on. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. Muggy tonight with low clouds and fog. There will be a shower or thunderstorm in spots, especially during the evening. Lows will be in the low to mid 60s. And as we head through tomorrow, clouds and some sun at times with a thunderstorm in the area, which can bring flooding downpours and locally damaging wind gusts. High temperatures tomorrow in the low to mid 80s. Partly cloudy for tomorrow night. Lows in the upper 50s. Sunday looks like a better day. It looks mainly dry. Times of clouds and sun. Maybe a shower in the northwest hills, but a little less humid on Sunday. Highs in the low to mid 70s. And Monday's looking good with some sun. Highs in the 70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Union 68 degrees, Long Branch 62, Vineland 65. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather is brought to you by At Home Recreation. New Jersey weather brought to you by At Home Recreation. New Jersey's largest spring pool spa and patio store is now offering a free market umbrella with purchase of select patio groups. It's a huge selection at huge savings. Visit athomerecreation.com. That's athomerecreation.com for a store near you.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.